The Crush, 95.9, 95.5, and we are streaming at krsh.com. That was REM with South Central Rain. Can you hear the beautiful noise in the background of the shaker?
I'm so thirsty.
Me too. You need a shirt that says that.
I'm thirsty.
I
think when people see me, they know. Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations, I should say, because with four. And there it really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's. And Mindy and I have talked about this in the past. I love looking at my receipt after I shop there because at the very bottom, it tells you how much money you spent on local things.
It's so great. Every time you tell me,
any other store that does that. So very cool. Macy's definitely doesn't. Oops, calling out Macy's.
We're getting to keep ours, though.
And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits, they have two great locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, it's full swing event season. That is for sure. Last weekend, I went to multiple events. And Monday morning, I found myself going, what just happened here? Oh, wait, it's event season. Went to the fabulous annual pink party at Barn Diva. Everybody wears pink of some sort. Some people go all out. And it's a nice time to taste new release rosé wines. And they were absolutely delicious. But all the while, I kept thinking about a cocktail. Because it was like 90 degrees on Sunday. We're outside. And I'm like, Mama needs a cocktail. But the day before, I had created a cocktail for a special event, and I'm going to talk about that cocktail today. It's just, you know, one of those cocktails that you can have it full on, and it's not high in alcohol. It's a low ABV cocktail, but there is a way to make this cocktail even lower ABV if you want it. It's never going to be no ABV, sorry, but it will be low ABV.
It's like no caffeine, right? There's always a little teeny bit.
Yeah, even decaf coffee has caffeine in it. You know, that's the fact. But I'm calling it the Sebastopol Spritz. The event that I did on Saturday was in Sebastopol, and I created this cocktail for it. So I'm just calling it the Sebastopol Spritz. And here is what is in here. Oh, listen to that ice. So excited. It has Aperol, or you can use Campari. So that is the Italian bitter liqueur that is low in alcohol and absolutely delicious. So either way, you'll use 2 ounces of either Aperol or Campari. Aperol, to me, is a little bit sweeter than Campari, but they are both equally red in color. You'll use 1 ounce of orange simple syrup, and this is really easy to make. Normally with simple syrup, you use equal parts sugar and water, but with my orange simple syrup, I use half water and half orange juice. And then the equal amount of water with it, and so or sugar with it. So it's really easy to make, but it makes it much more orangey when you do it like that. And then sparkling wine, and then you'll need some Flora Luna tulip and magnolia bitters. So bitters is such a game changer for cocktails, and you always just need a few drops. In this cocktail, I put 6 drops. But I love that Flora Luna is located in Petaluma. It's woman-owned, woman-curated. And I love that Phaedra, the owner of Flora Luna, came to Zigtown, and she picked all of my tulips and magnolias and used the petals to make these bitters.
Oh, so it made it
even more special. Anyway, so what you'll need, and you actually don't need a cocktail shaker for this drink. You actually really don't need one. But it's very easy to just make right inside the glass. You can use one of those big kind of red wine balloon style glasses if you'd like, or you can use a Collins style glass. Either way, here is what you will do. Grab your glass, put about 2 ounces of Aperol or Campari in it, then you'll add your 1 ounce of orange simple syrup, and then you'll give it a stir, and then you're gonna add some ice, and then stir it to mix with the ice. And then add about 6 drops of the Flora Luna Tulip and Magnolia Bitters. And then you're going to top it off with sparkling wine. Now, if you want it to be a little bit lower ABV, you can use sparkling water, like a club soda. Sometimes sparkling mineral waters don't have enough fizz for me. So try and use a club soda if you're going to go that route. Or just use the original recipe, which is sparkling wine.
See, for those of us that don't know that acronym, I assume it's alcohol blood. Level ABV
alcohol by volume.
By volume.
Yeah,
okay,
ABV.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep. And then you're going to garnish. So for this cocktail, I used a nasturtium because we have nasturtiums in bloom everywhere right now. And that made it also look kind of very Sebastopol-like. Or you can use a slice of orange. And if you are going to use a slice of orange, slice it thin and then gently set it inside the inside rim of the glass so the orange is going all the way down into the side of the glass. Looks really pretty for your cocktail. So that is the Sebastopol Spritz. And if you are driving and couldn't write it down, well, you can send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com, and I will get you the recipe. But it is very, very easy. Anybody could make it. Even my sister could make this. I mean, you know what I mean? Anybody could make this.
Well, sorry, she's, sister.
I mean, she's just, you know, she likes very simple things. And but even though this has like three ingredients as opposed to just two, you know, it's very, very easy to make. And again, even if you add the sparkling wine to it, which is the original recipe that I created, it still isn't high in alcohol. It's still, you know, you can have two or three of these. It's a good patio pounder, especially when it's warm out. But of course, today it's freezing cold and foggy in the vineyards. I have my spring hat, knit hat on today.
I know, as Californians,
giving you that
cold.
giving you that visual in this studio. Well, I was really reviewing the list of spring wine picks the last couple of days, especially Sunday morning. I had some house guests, and they're like, what to drink for spring, Zig? And these guys are all from out of town. So I was talking about, you know, my spring pick rosé, you know, which is from Alma de Catalea, and then the spring pick sparkling wine and red wine and so on. And when I came to the white wine, they're like, Chenin Blanc. Wow. What's the story with Chenin Blanc? You know, and these are folks that don't live in wine country, and they love wine, but they're like, talk to me about Chenin Blanc. And so I said, well, Dry Creek Vineyard is my pick for this year's spring wine picks, white wine. And they've been making a Chenin Blanc forever and ever and ever. And, you know, it's originally from the Loire Valley, so I was talking about that, although they are growing so much of it in South Africa. So a lot of folks think that maybe it started in South Africa, but it's such an alternative white wine for those of you that are looking for something maybe other than Sauvignon Blanc or Chardonnay, blah, blah, blah. It's delicious is the bottom line. But we went to this pink party at Barndiva, and Leo Steen's there, and those wines that he's making from Leo Steen wines are so phenomenal. And even though he had on a pink wig for the pink party, he was wearing a t-shirt that said drink Chenin. So it came full circle. And so we went to his tasting room and picked up a bottle of wine and opened it up. And these guys were like, wow, this Chenin Blanc is so good. And so I thought, well, that's a good segue for me, you know, even though I've, you know, announced my spring wine picks, to be able to talk about a single varietal that is in the spring wine picks and take it to another level and let you know, where is this variety from? What's the story with it? It's delicious. So this Leo Steen Chenin Blanc, I actually found it at Oliver's, and it was super cheap, under $20. And I was like, wow, totally great deal at Oliver's. But it is available everywhere. So, I mean, not all over the country, but they do ship to most states. But it's so great after somebody, you know, was asking me about it, and then another group was asking me about this variety. And I love that Leo Steen has been making extraordinary different white wines. He beats to a different drum, and I love that. So his 2022 vintage Chenin Blanc from Dry Creek Valley, Saini Farms, they're right on Dry Creek Road. Absolutely delicious. It's floral yet savory. It's succulent and salubrious. Think about green melons, Fuji apple, little mandarin zest. It's super duper yummy. And for just barely under $20, it is a pretty yummy, delicious wine. So I bet you haven't had a Sauvignon Blanc a Chenin Blanc in a while, huh?
Possibly not ever.
Oh, not ever. Okay, so this is your chance.
Yes.
And again, it's not a white wine that is typically high in alcohol. So it is a lower ABV wine. Well, if you didn't get the Sebastopol Spritz cocktail of the week, you can send me an email for that. The Flora Luna Tulip and Magnolia Bitters can be used in so many things. And Flora Luna has created an event a week from today. Next Wednesday, a benefit called A Beautiful Mind. And it's to raise funds and awareness for mental health resources and education. NAMI, which is the National Alliance for Mental Illness, is going to be the beneficiary. It's going to be held at Lo and Behold in Healdsburg. It's going to be six bartenders competing for best cocktail. I'm going to be a judge. So, Mindy, I'm going to expect you to be there to suck down all the cocktails.
I'll be there. It's in my calendar.
It's sponsored by Campari and by Flora Luna Apothecary and by Lo and Behold. It's only $35 to get in. I hope to see everybody there. This is a really special event, raising funds for a very, you know, very, very good cause. And I have more information on that. If you want, just email it. But thank you for tuning into Wine Wednesday. And I'm going to go drink this Sebastopol Spritz now. Is that okay?
That's okay.
I'm done working now, right?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Besides, you're Ziggy the Wine Gal. You get a pass. Thanks a lot, Zig.
Cheers.